Titus back there.
Okay. Say if you met a friend of yours on the sidewalk, you're just walking downtown, somebody that you knew, what would you say to him, you know, just asking about his health?
Well, there would be a lot of them would say, "Hello, long time no see you." Mm-hmm. Something like that, you know, shake hands. How you been making it? How you been making out?
Right.
We're serving you good.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say anything to somebody you didn't know?
Well, just speak and nod or look your hand or something.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah, maybe not if it's in town where they don't speak to everybody to meet. Why?
Right. Just depends on where you are.
Hey, song.
Right. What about around December 25th? You say to somebody, "Well, I hope you have a."
Well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything else people said around Christmas time? Maybe if they saw a person for the first time on Christmas Day, they'd try to say something to them.
Well, heap of time, a lot of folks say Christmas gifts.
Right.
But I never do. I never ask nobody for nothing.
Did that really mean that they wanted you to...
Oh, no. It's just a greeting. It's a way to have a meet and greet each other.
I see. And around January 1st, you'd say, "I hope you have..."
Happy New Year.
Was there such a thing as New Year's gift?
Yeah. Sometimes it would.
How would people say that?
Well, Happy New Year. Maybe have a good prosperous year. Have a good year, whatever you're doing, you're farming, or whatever you have, good crops.
And they just say New Year's gift or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Happy New Year today. They hardly ever say New Year's gift when they meet that way.
I see. Okay. Say if a man started to work pretty early in the day and he got out in the field before the sun came up, you'd say that he started to work before.
Well, if you can just say he started early. I got out early this morning.
Right.
Tried to start before the sun got too hot, maybe, or something.
Right. Or as a matter of fact, he got out before sunup.
Yeah, before I got up, beat the sun up this morning.
Right, right. Do people around here call that, say, "I got in the field before sunup" or sunrise? Or?
Yeah, they'll say. Some may say sunrise, some sunup.
I see. And if he stays out until after the sun goes out of sight, you'd say he worked until?
Until after sundown.
Right. Or if he's a little late getting out in the field, he might say, "Well, when I got out there, the sun had already
beat me up. Right. I got up when I got out this morning. So and so happened, some little something detained me, and I didn't get out quite as early as usual."
Right. As a matter of fact, the sun had already risen.
Yeah.
What about, say, if somebody came to see you, not last Sunday, but the one before that? You'd say that he came to see you
Sunday before last.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or say if somebody's going to come to see you, not this coming Sunday, but the one after that,
yeah,
you'd say he's coming.
Not this next Sunday, but the next Sunday, two Sundays from now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard people call that Sunday week?
Yeah. They call it Sunday week sometimes.
Same thing, though.
Yeah.
Say if a man stayed at your place, if you had company, from about the 1st to the 15th of the month, you'd say he stayed about...
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Stayed 2 weeks with me, so much.
Right.
So many days or something.
Have you ever heard people use the word fortnight to mean nothing?
Yeah, but I don't know much about what they meant by that.
Uh-huh. But you don't... Do